KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump announced today that tariffs on Canada and Mexico are about to go into effect.
Tomorrow, tariffs 25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico, and that'll start. So they're going to have a tariff. So what they have to do is build their car plants, frankly, and other things in the United States.
The tariffs are being imposed to pressure Canada and Mexico to do more to stop the flow of illegal drugs across their borders into the U.S. As Trump was speaking, stock markets moved sharply lower. The National Science Foundation says it plans to reinstate roughly half the staff it fired last month. As NPR's Jonathan Lampert reports, the move is in response to a federal court decision last week.
In February, the National Science Foundation terminated about 10% of its staff in response to President Trump's executive orders aimed at reducing the federal workforce. At NSF, roughly half of those fired were probationary employees who are typically in the first year of a new job. Last week, a federal judge ruled that the mass firings of probationary employees is illegal and should be stopped. In response, NSF says it plans to rehire, with full back pay, all 86 probationary staff they terminated. But the NSF will not be rehiring the other half of those fired, as they were temporary employees. Many scientists worry that the mass firing would slow or stall the agency's work funding basic research across the U.S. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
As the West Texas measles outbreak continues to grow, infectious disease experts stress that vaccination is the best defense against the disease. Even longtime vaccine opponent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., now the nation's health secretary, wrote an op-ed this weekend in favor of inoculation. As NPR's Maria Cadoy reports, measles is one of the world's most contagious diseases.
Measles is so contagious that if no one is vaccinated, one infected person can spread it to 18 others. By contrast, when at least 95% of a community is vaccinated, a sick person will be able to infect less than one other person on average, and an outbreak will die out. In Gaines County, Texas, the epicenter of the current outbreak, just under 82% of kindergartners are vaccinated. At that rate, one sick person could infect an average of three other unvaccinated people. Experts say high vaccination rates in Texas as a whole make it unlikely that the current outbreak will grow to include thousands of cases. But if vaccination rates continue to plummet, we could see more widespread infections in the next 5 to 10 years. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
All the major stock indexes fell today. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 184 points. The S&P 500 was down 25 points, and the NASDAQ was down 130 points. This is NPR News in Washington. The National Weather Service is warning of more wildfires in North and South Carolina because of dry conditions and gusty winds. Fire crews battled dozens of fires in both states over the weekend. The preliminary results of a study tied to NPR's Stress Less series shows that a set of 8 skills can help improve positive emotions and reduce anxiety. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The thousands of people who signed up were offered the chance to practice a series of skills through an online course, including positive reappraisal, noticing positive events, and savoring them. One of the most striking findings is that participants' sense of self-efficacy increased, which means they started to believe more in their own ability to set a goal and accomplish it. Judy Moskowitz of Northwestern University, who developed the program and ran the study, says self-efficacy can go hand in hand with feeling more positive.
It's an upward spiral where you maybe take the first step. You feel some progress towards your goal.
And this can increase positive emotion, which can then help people take the next step. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The Senate is expected to vote this evening on whether Linda McMahon should be the next Secretary of Education. President Trump nominated her to head the department he wants to shut down. McMahon had spent a year on the State Board of Education in Connecticut and was CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment. McMahon also served as the leader of the Small Business Administration during President Trump's first term. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight and Tuesday. Today, east winds 15 knots, sea 7 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 25 knots, sea 6 feet with rain. And Tuesday, east winds 25 knots, sea 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today north winds 15 knots, sea 7 feet. Tonight, north winds 15 knots, sea 6 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 20 knots, sea 6 feet with snow. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory Tuesday. Today, north winds 20 knots, sea 6 feet. Tonight, north winds 20 in the evening, becoming variable 10 in, sea 7 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet, building to 10 in the afternoon, with rain and snow. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today north winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 7 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory Tuesday. Today, north winds 20 knots, sea 7 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, sea 6 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy with a chance of snow. Highs in the mid-20s to upper 30s. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow in the evening, then a slight chance of snow after midnight. Lows in the lower 20s to lower 30s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming light. And Tuesday, partly sunny in the morning, then rain and snow likely in the afternoon. Rain may be heavy at times in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 1 inch. Highs in the 30s. Southeast winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:13 a.m. at 8 feet 3 inches, a low at 10:48 a.m., a minus tide of 1 inch, a high at 4:57 p.m. at 6 feet 7 inches, and a low tonight at 10:30 at 1 foot 6 inches. Your sun rose at 8:25 this morning, and your sun will set at 7:22, giving us 10 hours and 57 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSTP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
I had a bunch of stuff picked out and it disappeared. That's on my computer. I'm playing around with it. It's been a long time. I used it a lot when five, six years ago when I was fishing out of Sitka. We'd have a couple of days off and I'd go to Raven Radio, you know, the public radio station in Sitka, and I'd do a show. A couple hours in the afternoon. It was great. I took everything off my computer. So I'm trying to get back into that. Thinking this weekend, what am I going to do that's new here? I'm go back, use your computer, Dave. I mean, duh, there's a start. Anyway, here's Talking Heads with Girlfriend Is Better, and then Blondie with Walk Like Me. I'm going to make a change here, not do the Blondie. I'm going to do some Journey instead on my computer. And that's Only the Young, after that Separate Ways, and then When You Love a Woman. There we go.
Yeah.
These are from the ultimate best of Journey, greatest hits. I'm waiting for the next one here.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know about you all, but they blew me away. I don't have any Grateful Dead in my computer at all, so I'll play some off our library here at the radio station, Birdsong, and then I'll go back and find some more good stuff on my computer. Man, that was outstanding. Anyway, here's Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm.
whispered within her sink.
Stars.
something so sweet is passing by. You know.
And from 1981, the Fair Warning album by Eddie Van Halen, we'll do the first three, Mean Street, Dirty Movies, and Sinner's Swing. I'm going to cut that. It's a little bit out there as far as words. Margarita's coming up now with Traveling Wilburys.
My hair got into a fight. I saw the light. Went to the Big Apple, took a bite. She wrote a long letter on a short piece of paper.
Little John Parr's up next with Naughty Naughty, and then Bon Jovi is with us with You Give Love a Bad Name. After that, Huey Lewis in the News with Doing It All for My Baby.
Yeah.
band coming up now from 1986. That's from Lyle Lovett. Have we ever played Lyle Lovett on this radio? Yeah, put out a pretty good album back in 86. We're going to hear Cowboy Man, This Old Porch, and You Can't Resist Me. And here we go.
She wore glass slippers. She held her head up high. She had that sparkle out of feet and that twinkle in her eye. She smiled at me as I wondered why. She said, I'm looking for a cowboy to take me for a ride. And he can rope me on the prairie, and he can ride me on the plain, and I will be his Cinderella if he'll be my cowboy man. She said, I got a 40-gallon Stetson hat with a 38-foot brim. We could dance around the outside, baby, till we both fall in. And you can rope me on the prairie, and you can ride me on the plain, and I will be your Cinderella if you'll be my cowboy man. Been no cowboy, heaven knows I tried. I'd be riding tall in my saddle with that Cinderella by my side, and I can rope her on the prairie, and I can ride her on the plain. She will be my Cinderella, and I'll be her cowboy man. I can rope. And I can ride her on the plain. She will be my Cinderella, and I'll be her cowboy man. I can rope her on the plain. And I can ride her on the plain. She will be my Cinderella, and I'll be her cowboy man. This old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford bull, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what they'll say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas, with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get him down at the La Salle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas. It's never seen the day, a GNR in excess, with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town.
like a weathered gray-haired 70 years of Texas is doing all it can not to give in to the city. And he always takes the rent late, so long as I run the cab. And he picks me up at dinner time, and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazzi still runs muddy, just like she's run all along. And there ain't never been no cane to grind, the cotton's all but gone. And you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60. But now there won't nobody listen to him, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
Happens to you. Oh, no, you can't resist.
happens. When it happens to you.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air. Locked up the barnyard with greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred. When he hollered, "Who there?" This is what he heard. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. It ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. It ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. And drop your fuss, stomping around. It ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig, worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting to getting chicks to hatch. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. It ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. It ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point your gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble and get some hay.